A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your wonderful host, that would be me, John Overall. I know for my wonderful, loyal listeners out there, it's been a couple of weeks since I've done a podcast, and I must apologize for that, but I have been buried up to my neck in work, real work, work that actually pays me money. My God, it seems like a lifetime since that's happened. Gotta love when it's happening. And it seems to be becoming more steady. So for all of you folks out there that might be hiring me and actually listening to this, it's greatly appreciated. And I just want to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I know that many of you anxiously await this week after week. But like I said, I do have to keep the roof over my head, pay the bills, put the food in my mouth. And to accomplish that, well, I actually have to work, and I can't do the fun stuff like this podcast, which I thoroughly enjoy to no end. And once again, unfortunately, Laura's still not available to be with us. She's still taking care of a lot of other things in her life and keeping really busy. I keep her quite busy. If I've got so much work that I'm able to keep somebody else busy, that's when I'm really ecstatic and enjoying it quite thoroughly. The last couple of weeks have kept me so busy because I have one major project that is just coming to a close and about to launch. So if you happen to follow me on Twitter or if you check out the show notes here, I will have a link to the site. It might not be usable to you if you don't live in the Victoria, BC area, but if you do live in the Victoria or Vancouver Island area of BC, it could be quite useful for you. It's for one of the local schools here, and the job has been creating a website with a course registration system using the Event Espresso plugin. So it's been quite the interesting challenge and learning curve, and learning some really interesting, great new stuff there. So anyway, that would be why you haven't heard from me. And again, I apologize. I'm going to try to keep it every week. But like I said, it may not happen. It could also be delayed because I'm finally getting to move out of my living room. Yay! I will no longer be taking up a measly 10 by 10 area in my living room doing all my work, and I get to actually move into an office starting at the beginning of September. I'm really quite ecstatic about that, so I can actually have some other spaces to work. This may become more regular because I'll be able to actually record it when I'm at work, because well, I'll be the only one in the office. It's just a small 200 square foot office, but big enough for my desk and a few other things, and so clients can actually come see me. I don't have to go meet them off at the coffee shops and everywhere else. Not that I mind, it's just it's a little more professional if you have your own business and your own office space for them to come to. And I'm really quite happy that that is coming along the way it is. So that's what's happening. That's been the roundup from what I've got. What have I got to rant on? Well, I do have a bit of a rant, but not so much. Like I said, I've been so busy with project work that I've had little time to complain about much. You know, I'm certain there's things I've complained about, but they've been so insignificant compared to my pile of project work that I just hadn't worried about it. The hacker front has been very quiet, fortunately. They've managed to stay away from me and not bother me for a while, and I hope that continues on that course. But, of course, as most folks out there know, spam, 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 eggs and spam, spam and eggs. I can't even do it. Monty Python does it so much better than I do. So anyway, there's been a wonderful spam email. This has become my recent favorite one because, well, to date in the last 10 days, I must have gotten about 60 copies of it. These guys want me to do something fantastic. They need to have a payment processing center set up in Canada. Ooh, how exciting. All I need is a bank account. I get to process their customers' payments, send them some money, and I keep a percentage of it. Isn't that a great deal? Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Yeah, until you find out that the checks are bouncing and all kinds of other stuff, and it's just one great big scam. And how do I know it's a scam? Well, because lots of things are happening. Well, I'm sure you heard that. My phone rang. It was sort of business-like, and that was a great big train wreck of my thoughts, and I didn't want to stop and rewind to see where my thought process was. So let's see if I can pick it up. Oh, yes, I was talking about spam and setting up the spam processing center and, you know, payment processing. But that's been my favorite. That's been about all I really have out there. There is a couple other things. You know, as I was saying, one of the things is, you know, I've been so busy with paid work, I figure that's probably why so many of my favorite podcasts out there have dropped by the wayside, is the creators of it probably got so busy with paid work that they just didn't continue their podcast. Problem is, I actually enjoy doing this. It's lots of fun. I mean, I've got nobody to complain to. Well, they do complain to me, but hey, they don't complain directly to me, or nobody complains while I'm doing the show. I can do whatever I want while I'm doing the show and listen to the complaints later. It's much easier that way. So that's, you know, about it. I really hope you all are having a good time out there this evening. What have I got for shout-outs? Well, I actually do have a few shout-outs this week. I've got one going out to Hank at interviz.com. He had some great feedback for me. I really appreciate it. Good feedback for the show. Maybe help improve it. Got another one going out to Adam from Best Plugins for WordPress, WP.com. Nice little website. I went and viewed it. Check out the link in the show notes. He had some good feedback for the show. I'm really appreciating that I'm getting feedback from folks out there. It's great. Send it to me via email, comment on the site, or do like Manny's done. Manny gave me a great review on iTunes. I really appreciate that. I initially don't see those because I live in Canada, so whenever I sign into iTunes, I go into the Canadian store automatically. So I go check my podcast, no ratings, I don't think much about it, but I forget to go check the US store, the Aussie store, the English, all the different stores where I think I have a market where I have listeners. Currently, the only store where I've actually seen some reviews is in the US store. One of them there from Manny, recent one, thank you very much. But I've got a wine, well, I don't know, a wine, it's there's two other reviews on the U.S. store for my podcast. And these two reviewers are not actually reviewers. They're actually worthless, or less than worthless, in my opinion. You know, there was one of them there that sort of had some info to it. He was complaining about, you know, distracting noises and problems with my background music. Well, I've heard that from a few people. I will probably take the advice of all my listeners out there, and I'll be dropping the background music. You know, this guy here couldn't really have anything to say. The other one was an absolute waste of time, simply saying, no, serious, it's the worst podcast ever. It's like, okay, dude, worst podcast ever compared to what? You got to tell me something. I mean, worst podcast ever could mean anything. So it's absolutely useless. The other thing is as I say to these chicken A-wipes, you know, if you're going to leave a poor review and you don't sign your name to it, you leave some pseudonym that means nothing, I say your review is totally worthless then, because if you're going to leave a bad review for somebody, at least have the balls to man up, own up to it, and admit that you're the person who's giving that bad review. If you can't man up to that, well, you are absolutely worthless in your reviews. I mean, I take bad reviews. I don't mind them. They're great. They actually help quite a bit. I mean, think back a few episodes when we had Jim. He left us a really bad review. And we took his review and was seriously. We didn't tear him apart too badly, I don't think. He actually sent us back responses. I actually kind of respected him for the fact that, one, he gave me a review that was less than favorable, but he was man enough to give me his full name and his email address so I could, well, almost make fun of him. I really didn't. I could also contact him back and say, thanks for the info, or I appreciate it, but I don't think your viewpoints are worthless, or anything like that. But at least he had the balls to man up and own it. But these two others, I wish there was some way for me to remove that crap from iTunes, because it's worthless, absolutely useless. So, and there's a screenshot here showing you the reviews. I mean, I don't mind showing them. People are going to find it anyway. You may as well see it. I don't care. I mean, I've got a few listeners out there. I know there's a few of you that like it. A few of you have complained about a couple of the things I've done. I try to make it better. I want the show to be good. I want people to enjoy it. Have fun. Every once in a while, you know, I'll stumble over myself, trip all over the place, and maybe you can laugh at me, but that's all part of this. So that would be the end of my rants and shout-outs. So, what do we got for World of WordPress news? World of WordPress news. Some of this is going to be dated because I've been keeping these notes for a couple of weeks because I needed to keep my notes and prepare for the show, even if I couldn't get the show off the air or onto the air. So one of it is StudioPress launched a marketplace between last show and this show. And what they've done for a marketplace is you can go to StudioPress now and you can buy additional StudioPress child themes created by other designers besides StudioPress. It's actually a really good idea. Surprised StudioPress didn't do it sooner, but maybe they just needed to get around to doing it proper. It'll be a great thing. I've started to check it out. There's some really cool themes there. I've got a link in it. Go check out the marketplace. It's kind of nice. This one here is kind of recent because, of course, the U.S. elections are just kicking into gear, and six presidential candidates out there are using WordPress as their CMS software. WordPress is making such inroads into everything. Matt Mullenweg put out something the other day talking about 14.7% of I think top 1,000 or top million websites or something. Top million websites on the web are using WordPress. And WordPress just keeps growing and growing. It's phenomenal at what it's going, and it's phenomenal things it can do. And I was actually talking to a client today, and it was kind of interesting in that, you know, they remember I started teaching at the school, because it's a school that I'm doing the site for. I started there teaching a couple of years ago, teaching WordPress. At that time, WordPress had just over 11,000 plugins. It's now over 15,000. So it's growing exponentially, and it's going to keep growing. And then there's another one here. It's not so much news as it is good advice about marketing. This is a marketing link that I've got. It's a really great posting. It's called Mind Control Marketing: How to Quit Begging and Make People Want to Help You. It's really a good article. Check it out. If you're into marketing your website in any way, shape, or form, this could really help you out. Now the other one here, this is a really great article, and this again is not so much news but good advice or good information, and that is a posting that was done on what lurks in the WordPress plugin repository. A couple of guys went into the repository and broke it down by how many plugins have been updated since WordPress 3, how many are not updated, how many are more than 4 years old since update, how many actually have holes in them. I mean, they went through and did some fantastic stuff here, so you want to check it out. It's a really good posting. Then one other piece of news came out yesterday, Gravity Forms. If you don't use it, I highly recommend it. Yes, toss out all those other ones. That's that C form, something, 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 and those other ones. I've actually tried those. They're not nearly as good as Gravity Forms, in my opinion. That's my opinion. Of course, my opinion is the only one that counts here on this current radio show because, well, it is my show, my opinion counts. So anyway, Gravity Forms 1.6 beta has been released, and I was checking out the notes for that, the upgrade notes, and there's some really cool features coming in this next version of Gravity Forms. I'm looking forward to it. So go check it out. If you own Gravity Forms, you can download the beta and go test it for them and let them know what you have. So that would be everything for World of WordPress news and what's happening in the world of WordPress this week. So we're going to go on and talk to you about plugins. Now, I know usually I have, well, not usually, but as of late, most of the time, we had one or two or several plugins that we were comparing and talking about how they compared to each other and then giving them ratings. Well, we started the ratings not too long ago. Thank you very much for that suggestion to my listeners. I do listen to some of my listeners. The rating came in because of listeners. So anyway, this week I'm doing something a little different, and it's all tied to the amount of work I've been doing. I try to, if I'm too buried to actually do the proper research, I pull in stuff that is related to the work I've been doing. Aside from the one major project, I still have a lot of smaller projects on the go. And this week I found that I needed to start replacing a few plugins that were my standard staple plugins for every WordPress install I did. And one of them came about because I'm using WordPress MU, and one of the plugins absolutely wouldn't work in WordPress MU. The other has come about because there's been conflicts in plugins that I need and plugins that I used to always use. And what I'm talking about conflicts here, they deal mostly with SEO plugins. Like Headspace was my number one plugin. and it had several beautiful things about it that I liked. And when Yoast came out with his SEO plugin, that's Yoast DeValk, if you don't know, and when he came out with his SEO plugin, I found it to be really excellent, but I didn't want to use it because there was one item in Headspace I wasn't ready to give up yet. I have since found a replacement for that, and I will probably do a show on that because I actually had to find a replacement for it. So anyways, so what I've done is I've replaced a couple of plugins. The other one was XML Sitemaps. XML Sitemaps does not work in WordPress MU, so I had to find a replacement for it. And fortunately, Yoast's SEO plugin has a replacement built in. It has XML Sitemaps built into it. So I was able to use that. But I still needed a couple of other plugins to replace it. So, as we said, the first one I did was we got Headspace. I'm no longer using. So I started checking out Yoast's SEO plugin. Very nice. Excellent plugin. I actually give it a 3 dragon rating. It's rather intensive, though. I have not yet learned every aspect of it. It's got a lot of things it can do, and it does take some time to set up. So it's actually, I think it's more intensive than Headspace, and it may actually become the replacement in my courses. Currently in my courses, I teach how to use and set up Headspace. I'll probably eventually teach and set up how to use Yoast SEO. So if you do use it, take some time to properly configure it, set it up before you leave it to run wild on your site. It has some really great features in it, such as the XML sitemaps. It also has some great features for producing little snippets. And when you're creating a post, it creates a spot down below. It creates a snippet that will show you exactly how your site is going to be listed in a search engine like Google or Bing or whatever, where they put the headline in the snippet. And what it does is it allows you to tweak that post to get something super refined for what you might be targeting. It also has other additional settings that don't come to mind at the moment, and I didn't put too many notes on it. But I do have a link to it here in the show notes. You can go check it out and download it, try it on your sites. It's a fantastic one. Now here's the one that I had to replace with Headspace. Headspace has an auto-tagging feature in it. Well, not auto-tagging, but it helps you choose tags for your posts. It creates a little checkbox underneath your tags that you just hit the button. It goes up to Yahoo, and Yahoo reads your post, and then it suggests what are the most appropriate keywords for your site to put as tags. I didn't want to lose that because, well, one, I hate going through and reading and trying to choose my keywords. I'd rather let the search engines tell me what they think are the keywords because they're more accurate than I am, usually. So I went and researched it. There's quite a few auto-tagging plugins out there, but not every plugin is created equal, as we all know. And so I actually had to spend some time going through them, picking out the tagging plugins, and finding which one was going to do the job I needed. And I finally ended up settling on a really good one. It's called YQL Auto Tagger. This auto tagger here, it replaces the keyword box with its own little box, and it replaces another box underneath your post with, if you go out and you get all of the API keys, you can pull your keywords from Yahoo, OpenCalais, Alchemy, ZenMot, the net, and read it yourself locally. All the API keys are free. They take a few minutes to get set up, but once you've got them set up, it's great. This plugin works on WordPress MU. It also works with the classified ad plugin that I was needing that was conflicting with Headspace. So it allows me to take care of the two main problems I was having on two major client sites. And so what that does, and this plugin here, I checked it, I found it's like beautiful. It pulls them up. It also has another really cool feature. If you haven't done keywords on posts in the past, instead of going through them manually one at a time, this plugin, you can tell it to go through and keyword all those posts automatically for you. How's that for cool? I mean, you don't have to do it manually. You just saved hours of work for all those back posts that you ignored once upon a time before you realized how important keywords were to your website. So, yeah, this plugin here with all of the little features it has for dealing with it, I give this one a 5 Dragon, man. This one here is hot. It works great. It's up to date. I can't remember how recent it was updated, but it was fairly recently updated. And I examined 9 or 10 different plugins looking for this. And this one here is great. So, get it, check it out, add it to your system. You will find it just perfect for it. And that's really all I have for plugins this week. I didn't get a lot done. And I really want to just sort of let folks know again. I appreciate everything that they've done for me, and for all you listeners out there, I appreciate it. If you really want to counteract and help me redeem my glory, well, I don't know if I have glory or not, but go on to iTunes, especially if you're in the States, because if you're in the States, you can leave a comment on the iTunes US store, and take care of those two moronic morons who left me useless comments. Leave me some decent comments. If you got bad comments, I'd prefer you leave them on the website, or send them to me directly via email. I mean, you can get me via emails, dragon@johnoverall.com. It's not all that hard. And anyone who listens to this has probably figured out by now I am partial to dragons. I like them. I mean, we've got them all over the place. I just need some good artists to create me some really cool dragons. Then I would start adding the artwork to the sites. And no, I can't pay you for it, so don't ask. Now, the other thing I'm going to do is throw out there, I am still looking for an intern. And, of course, intern means you're not going to get paid. And that means if you really want to learn WordPress, I'm more than happy to teach it to you. I just have a couple of caveats. One, you have to be willing to show up for a online meeting once a week. And that means you need a headset for your computer. The other is when I give you some work, you actually got to do it. And, of course, the work I give you in the beginning won't actually be client work. It'll be work that I need done, which is non-client work, and to see if you're actually going to be serious. And if you turn into being someone serious and I start giving you client work, I will start paying you. But I won't pay anybody when they're on their learning curve. I just can't do it. And anybody who does pay when you're on the learning curve, well, you should actually be at school learning if you're on a learning curve. Take out a student loan or something. I don't know. But I can't pay learning curve, but I do pay a decent amount of money for decent work. And you just have to build up to it and show me you can work. If you are a programmer that does customized stuff, send me your resume. I do hire the occasional programmer to do specialized customized coding, because as much as I have learned about WordPress, the one thing I don't do is write code from scratch. It's unfortunate. I can understand it, I can debug it, I can read it, but for some reason my brain will not wrap around writing it from scratch. I have no idea why. I've tried. Well, I actually haven't tried that hard because I don't have the focus for that lately. But once upon a time, I wrote code, but that was 20 years ago. And that was back when, actually it was longer than 20 years ago, because I believe that was back when they had BASIC. Whew, I just dated myself big time, didn't I? Oh well, that's life. We'll continue on anyway. So I really do would like another intern. I've tried to hire a couple interns recently, and they've turned out to either not do what I needed done and disappeared, or never showed up in the first place. So, and that's the way it goes. I know how it works. For some reason, people get all high and mighty and excited and want to go do something, but then when they're actually given the opportunity to do it, they fall down on their face. I have no idea why. It's sometimes, I guess, if you're going to do this on your own or you're going to be self-employed because you would be a subcontractor, you got to have drive. Like any other good entrepreneur, you got to have some self-motivation, self-drive, the ability to kick yourself in the ass to get the work done. That's all I've got. And, there is one other thing I wanted to make mention of. The plugin I covered in last podcast, the file monitoring plugin. I forgot the author's name at the moment, and I'll bring that up. But I am going to be doing an interview with him. I have contacted him. He lives over in the UK, and basically I've got to connect up with him and me Mainly because he's in the UK, I'm over in the west coast of Canada. There is literally 8 hours difference, time zone difference between the two of us. So we have to sort of arrange it. And it's Scott Karras is his name. He's the author of the plugin. And he's more than willing to do the interview. I'm going to get an interview with him, ask him all about it, get him to tell us about it, and put him up on a show. So that's something you can look forward to, is an interview with the author of that plugin. And that would be pretty much everything I have for you this week. I one more time like to thank everyone for listening. If you want to get hold of me, oh, one more closing thing here. In closing, future podcast, I'm still hoping to do the video plugins. I'm still oh the membership plugins will be coming because I've been testing those recently. And the Web Physiology Portfolio. This is a new plugin that I recently ran across. It's actually kind of cool. I haven't had a chance to test it though. So this is what's going to be coming in the near future, as soon as I can actually do those plugins and not actually be doing work, but I'd rather do the work. So how you can contact us? You can still contact Laura. She's still part of the show. We still haven't gotten rid of her yet. If we find another sexy voice, we might put her by out to pasture, but maybe not. We'll just bring in and have two other sexy voices, and then you have to listen to me. I know, it'd be much better to listen to a couple other sexy voices. I'm trying to track one down for you guys. Me, you can contact me, you can contact me. Hey, that's a bat in a thousand there. Anyway, back to Laura. You can contact her via her website. Go to her website, leave a comment on it, send her an email. Tell her, hey, get off your duff, get back on the show. We really love you, Laura. You can also get her at facebook.com at laura.com/lauramathiscom. Her website again is lauramathis.com. You can find her on Twitter at tefnuit, that's TEFNUIT. And you can send her an email to laura@lauramathis.com. Now me, you can contact me, of course, at my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter, I'm at AhkonSu, and that's AhkonSu. Or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom. And you can also send me an email. It's dragon@johnoverall.com. And we'd love to hear from you. We look forward to hearing from you. Good, the bad, the ugly. Send it all in. You know, we don't mind. If at the very least, we'll just make fun of you. You know, what are you going to do? Give us another bad review on iTunes? I'll live. Anyway, that's it. One last thing, some of the music provided tonight is from Mevio's Music Alley, and you can go check them out there. They've got some really great tunes in here, and a couple of little final things on here just to tune us out. Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley, get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there, so don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. And for those that might not have heard it in the last show, we're going to carry this out with my intro song in its entirety because I actually find it amusing. A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal. Now there is but one catch, we dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin to lunch. Now he's no other choice, so the deal we'll respect. We can't help but wonder and pause to reflect.
Dragons.
And virgins.
Oh, right, and virgins. Yeah.
Dragons. Virgins. The physics alone just boggles the mind.
Huh?
Oh, just kidding. do? Virgins taste better than those who are not. Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now I'd like to be shed you, and many have tried, but no one can get through your thick, scaly hide. We hope that someday some brave knight will come by, cause I can't wait around till you're too fat to fly. Now you have such good taste in your women, for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure, but your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecued wench.
Mine too.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now I found a solution, it works out so neat. You insist on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Dragon, please listen to me, for I'm misunderstood to a dreadful degree. This ecology needs me, and I know me place, but I'm fighting extinction with all of me race. Well, I came to this village to better me health, which is ever so poor despite all me wealth. But I get no assistance and no sympathy, should pertinent questioning shouted at me. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not, but me favorite snack into perilous pot. Me teeth will decay and me trim go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Kind almost all of the year. Vegetarian ways are now mine out of fear, but a birth means sweet, so I'm sure you'll agree. And barbecued wench tastes like candy to me. As it happens, our interests are almost the same. See, I'm really quite skillful at managing game. If I ate just your men, would your exes decline? Of course, not the rest would just make better time. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not, but me favorite snacks with perilous fuck. My teeth will decay and me trim good a pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. The number of babies a woman can bear has limits, and that's why my pruning's done there. And an orphan's a sad sight, and so when I munch, I'm careful to eat only virgins for lunch. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not, but me favorite snacks, perilous butt. The teeth will decay and make him go to pot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. My favorite snacks, perilous butt.
You say better than slowly go down on the pot.
Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. My favorite snacks, perilous butt.
You say better than slowly go down on the pot.
Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not.
My virgins taste better than those who are not.
My favorite snacks, more juicy or what?
My favorite snacks, perilous butt.
You say better than those who are not. My favorite snacks, perilous butt.
I've heard it's better than those are not.
My salt sweet emergency or what?
My seems like I'm going to
pot. But those are not.
And that's the end of our show. Have yourselves a good night.